Your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 86. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 62. Tonight, clear skies and quiet. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 95. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 76.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, back in April, President Biden traveled to Iowa and said the EPA was using an emergency waiver to allow E15 sales this summer. It was a celebrated win for the industry, and politicians on both sides of the aisle joined with the ag and biofuel industry to support the decision. Here's a reminder of how that was received.
But the Environmental Protection Agency is planning to issue an emergency waiver to allow E15 gasoline that uses more ethanol from homegrown crops to be sold across the United States this summer in order to increase fuel supply.
However, President Biden was unhappy with his staff, actually reprimanded them for making him visit Iowa and show support for something he said would never work. So the Washington Post this week reports Biden had worried even before the announcement that it exaggerated ethanol's ability to cut gas prices and could harm his climate goals. Speaking of the condition of anonymity to discuss private conversations, but Ag Secretary Vilsack and other officials urging Biden to go, arguing he'd at least help the Midwest and the White House, after all, was desperate for ways to lower gas prices. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst said it was shameful to hear that this is all the regard the president seems to have for the hard work that farmers are doing. It goes completely against what he promised farmers on the campaign trail.
He was really upset that his staff made him go to Iowa and go to, of course, a biofuels producer. And it just really does show the duplicity of this administration. And yet he's behind scenes saying he doesn't believe in it. So it tells you where this administration is and they're really the value that they see in our farmers.
That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A Kansas woman is going to prison for the death of her boyfriend. On June 10th, a Sedgwick County judge sentenced 20-year-old Rena Hewn to 10 years in prison. That's according to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. The judge also ordered Hewn to pay restitution of $8,999. In April, Hewn, who has also used the last name Wynn, entered a no-contest plea in the death of her boyfriend, 22-year-old Amari Holt. In February of 2020, Holt and a 17-year-old girl were at Hewn's home in the 1500 block of South Baton. Hewn and Holt were involved in a dispute. During the argument, Hewn pulled out a handgun and fired at Holt, striking him multiple times. A man suffered serious injuries after driving his truck off a bridge in the early morning hours this morning. Dispatch confirmed the truck was the only vehicle involved in the crash at 383rd and U.S. 54 in Cheney. There was no immediate word on what caused the crash. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Are you one of those people who hates cleaning the leaves out of your gutters? I'd rather be working in the garden or flower beds myself. Hi, I'm Lori with the Gutter Cover of Wichita. Since 2002, Mike and I have been helping homeowners just like you minimize home maintenance. We do this by covering your gutters with a solid aluminum cover that keeps out leaves and debris, allowing water to flow through your gutters. The Gutter Cover is attractive, proven for over 35 years, and installs easily over your existing gutters. The Gutter Cover can help you say goodbye to gutter cleaning for good. No more climbing ladders, cleaning out gutters, or risking a fall. We're family owned and operated and look forward to sharing this affordable quality product with you. Ask about our senior discount by calling 777-1185. We have no pressure sales, require no money down, and we do free estimates. So call the Gutter Cover today at 777-1185.
On Tuesday, Douglas County District Attorney Suzanne Valdez says her office has taken the position to not aggressively prosecute residents for possession of small quantities of THC products. Currently, the DA indicated there is a great deal of confusion and misinformation about the legal status of Delta 8 THC. The DA said the county will start to serve notices as businesses possibly engaged in the distribution and sale of Delta 8 are identified.
Osage County authorities arrested a Lawrence man for the rape of an 11-year-old girl. The Osage County Sheriff's Office says Dominic Knapp, 18, arranged through social media to take the girl to Osage County. The girl was reported missing Sunday night. The Sheriff's Office says Knapp was contacted while with the girl on Monday and agreed to bring her back to her Shawnee County home. Knapp was booked into the Osage County Jail for rape of a child under 14 and aggravated criminal sodomy. The case remains under investigation. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News. Nebraska Mid-American Network News. The City Council in Nebraska's capital city has rescinded an anti-discrimination measure that extended protections to sexual orientation and gender identity just 4 months after unanimously approving it. The Lincoln City Council voted 4-3 on Monday to rescind the February revision to the city's fairness ordinance in the face of successful petition effort by a conservative group to put the measure to a vote of the people. Two of the council members who voted to rescind the measure, Tom Beckius and James Michael Bauer, are openly gay. They said they voted to rescind the protection for fear the measure would not survive at the ballot box. Troopers with the Nebraska State Patrol have arrested a Chapel woman following an investigation related to purchases at the Dual County Clerk's office. Polly Olson, 59, who serves as the Dual County Clerk, had purchased more than $18,000 worth of personal items from various retailers using an official Dual County credit card. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text INTERNET to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Men, save 20% off boots at Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply in Marysville this week during their annual boot sale. Featuring Durango, Double H, Wolverine, Caterpillar, Tony Lama, Keen, Ariat, Justin, Danner, Timberland Pro, and Red Wing Shoes. 20% off all boots in stock this week through Friday at Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Open daily 8 to 7 Monday through Friday, Saturday 8 to 6 Sunday, 12:30 till 5. Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Richard Karnowski of Emmett has filed for Kansas governor, challenging incumbent Laura Kelly in the August primary. Formerly of Seneca, he operates a tax preparation office and has named Barry Franco of Seneca as his running mate. June 1st was deadline for candidates filing for election. In Marshall County, John Unger will challenge incumbent Barb Kiekhafer for 1st District County Commissioner, which includes the city of Marysville, as well as Marysville and Elm Creek townships. The remainder of filings were township and committee precinct positions. In Washington County, Scott Zabotrisky filed for re-election as 1st District County Commissioner with no opposition. In Nemahal County, Benjamin Glace has filed for 1st District Commissioner and is the only candidate for the position currently held by Gary Scobie, who did not file for re-election. Marshall County Commissioners briefly adjourned last week's meeting to join the Pony Express re-ride. The remainder of their meeting was mostly routine business. Washington County Commissioners heard a proposal for Onyx Seal on the Greenleaf and Kimio roads, with consensus to do a few miles first to evaluate the process. The road and bridge mechanic has left, and equipment will be repaired at commercial shops. Pawnee Mental Health presented their budget request, advising they are still seeking a Washington County volunteer for their board. Nemahal County Commissioners recessed the meeting last week to attend the business tour with Rural Development Association of Northeast Kansas. Commissioners discussed changing the sick and vacation policies currently in place for employees, and the remainder of the meeting was routine business. USD 498 Valley Heights School Board recently held a special meeting and approved a resolution for a bond issue for construction of an addition of a junior-senior high building for a new K-6 elementary facility. The project would also include construction of an auxiliary gymnasium with limited seating, and further improvements would include a new access drive and drop-off for improved and safer bus and vehicle movement, installation of a new playground, remodel of existing locker rooms, restrooms, and spaces adjacent to the gym to include a new basketball court and bleachers. Cost estimate is $13,865,000. In addition, a second proposal would include new mechanical at the Valley Heights Junior Senior High, security upgrades and remodel of the VOAG building, as well as improvements including a new roof and structure at the Blue Rapids Gymnasium. This work is estimated to cost $4,675,000 for a total combined bond resolution total not to exceed $18,540,000. The resolution will be on the August primary ballot. City street crews and area communities continue pickup of trees and limbs from the Saturday night storm. Please don't leave those on the street. Leave those curbside off the street so they don't create problems with parking, traffic, access, and water issues. The Marshall County Health Department remains closed. They'll be relocating after storm damage Saturday. They'll announce their alternate location, but presently no phones, and they are not open at the Marshall County Health Department. A burglary was reported May 31st. Inline Construction advising that power tools were taken from a locked equipment trailer parked at the Berean Church on North Street in Marysville. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. Betty L. Kit Miller, age 92, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Private burial will take place with a ward funeral. I'm in charge of arrangements for Betty Kit Miller. Tracy C. Stewart, age 92, of Frankfort, passed away May 27th. Funeral services planned Friday, June 17th at 10 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Frankfort Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday, 5 until 7, at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Tracy Stewart.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back again like your favorite lunch special, the Marshall County Community Band invites you to enjoy their 2022 concert series. Playing this summer at the Kester House Museum and Gardens every Wednesday at 7:30, this is a sure cure to those midweek blues. Bring a lawn chair and a friend to enjoy the music in lovely Kester House Gardens. That's every Wednesday until July 13th, playing at 7:30. Brought to you by the wonderful folks of the Marshall County Community Band.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and slightly cooler today, with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower 80s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the mid 80s and mid 90s throughout Kansas, and the lower 90s throughout Missouri. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the mid 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. A slight chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the mid 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the lower 90s throughout Missouri. More showers possible Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 60s throughout Iowa, the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, and the mid 60s and lower 70s throughout Kansas and Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June 86, record high on this date 106, the average low 64 and the record low 40. Sunset this evening 8:55, sunrise in the morning at 6 a.m.
If you thought Father's Day was just equal time for dad, you probably haven't heard about the man who inspired it. That's next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 15th, the 166th day of the year. Actress Courtney Cox celebrates a birthday, and Ben Franklin's famous Kite in a Thunderstorm experiment was conducted on this night in 1752. As you celebrate Father's Day this weekend, you might want to remember William Smart, a widowed Civil War veteran who was left to raise six children on his own. Smart's daughter, an appreciation for her father's strength and dedication as a single parent, became a champion for establishing a day to honor fathers. She organized the first unofficial Father's Day on June 19th of 1910. Richard Nixon made the observance official in 1972. And here's a fun bit of Father's Day trivia. Just about every year, it's one of the busiest days for phone calls. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about Father's Day at almanac.com.
Make this Father's Day special at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Filled to the brim with everything Dad wants, from tailgate supplies, barbecue sauces, Harley-Davidson gifts, KU and K-State products, and much, much more. If you're trying to earn a few brownie points, curb your dad's sweet tooth with unique chocolates and confections. Gift cards always available for those hard-to-shop-for fathers. That's your Father's Day one-stop shop, Reflections Hallmark in beautiful downtown Marysville.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place SeniorCare.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports' Logan Webb pitched five-hit ball over seven scoreless innings to win for the first time in a month, and the San Francisco Giants stretched their winning streak to five with a 42 win over the Kansas City Royals. Webb struck out a season-high nine and walked three. He had been 0-1 in five starts since a May 13th win at St. Louis. Kansas City has lost 12 of 16. At 20-41, the Royals have the worst record in the major leagues. The K-State basketball team has added a veteran guard to its roster. Desi Sills announced on his social media accounts that he will play his final year of eligibility with the Wildcats. Sills played for Arkansas State last season, where he averaged 12 points per game. He also played one season at Arkansas. And finally, Rossville, a football town, has hired a new basketball coach in Brandon McDonald. McDonald comes from Topeka West under the leadership of legendary Charger coach Rick Bloomquist. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
In Game 5 of the NBA Finals against the Boston Celtics, a former Jayhawk was the difference maker for the Golden State Warriors. Warriors forward Andrew Wiggins led the team with 26 points and 13 rebounds for his sixth double-double this postseason and a Game 5 victory to take a 3-2 series lead. The former Kansas one-and-done made up for a lackluster performance from Warriors guard Stephen Curry, who was coming off a 43-point performance in Game 4. Wiggins landed in Golden State via a trade with the Minnesota Timberwolves, where he began his career. A new professional softball league is making its way to the Kansas City area. Women's Professional Fast Pitch is a new pro softball league that began its first ever series in Shawnee at the Shawnee Mission School District Stadium yesterday. The brand new leagues is founded by USA Softball, USSSA, and Smash It Sports, and headed by Oklahoma softball legend Lauren Chamberlain serving as commissioner. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Legacy Carpet Cleaning will give your floors a fresh as new look. Let their team of dedicated professionals tackle your carpet or tile cleaning. Your home feels fresh, looks great, and makes a more healthy environment for you and your family. Call Skyler Price today for an appointment and let Legacy Carpet Cleaning in Marysville go to work for you.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high quality coverage and service all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
The spotted-winged Drosophila, an Asian vinegar fly, has moved into parts of North America, damaging a variety of fruit. Be on the lookout for this pest. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This pest has been spreading throughout North America since 2008. These very small insects can't fly great distances and are probably being spread via human transportation. The female spotted-winged Drosophila cuts into the intact fruit and lays her eggs under the skin. This process creates entryways for sour rot and other fungal diseases to enter and damage the fruit. The eggs hatch, larvae grow, and may still be present in the fruit at harvest. Monitor your plantings with a commercial or homemade trap for early detection. The first step in control for this and other pests is regular harvesting and removal of overripe or damaged fruit. Try to remove and destroy all infested fruit from the plants and surrounding soil. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Lots of people love to go fishing, and even if you're one of the folks that doesn't care much for the pastime, what you'll find in this body of water is certainly interesting. It's a place where cold water meets warmer water, a place where the fish rarely mix until the spring each year. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Jay Walker can tell you a lot about the lake and the fish here at the Great Lakes Aquarium in Duluth.
Lake trout and brook trout are the only indigenous trout species to Lake Superior, to Minnesota in general. They're a salmon, trout and salmon, salmonides is their family name. All the other fish were introduced.
Of course, those trout are a prized catch for many fishermen and women here on Lake Superior.
The lake trout are very unique. The lake trout, they're a lake water animal. They do spawn in the shallows, but most of the time they're deeper water. In the summertime when people are fishing for them, they can be anywhere from, 60 feet down to 130 feet.
But that doesn't mean you need lots of fishing line to catch a fish in Lake Superior.
Fish like I mentioned earlier, the rainbows and those kinds of animals tend to hug towards shore. So people can shore fish for them, but the lake trout tend to be deeper.
And if you are a hardy soul, you can fish here other times in summer.
Lake Superior does freeze. It freezes, I think it's every 10 years or so we see it all freeze all the way. But our bay, the Superior Bay, does freeze pretty consistently, and a lot of people ice fish.
But ice fishing on Lake Superior can have its challenges.
Personally, I would not go out there because I know there's a lot of fishermen that have gone off to sea when the ice cracks and goes away. I asked one of my friends who had done this. He'd been on one of the ice floes and it broke away. And I said, what'd you do? And he said, we started trolling. But it can be safe when the ice is thick enough. And guys will walk like a mile out. They will definitely go way out there.
Jay says his friend had to be rescued by the Coast Guard, which was quite a bill. But it's just part of the interesting stories of fishing on Lake Superior. Traveling the countryside in Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in a quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Cattle owners work hard to keep their herds healthy, and sometimes it's difficult to tell if animals are sick. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Trust and observation are keys to detecting illness as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our Exact Emerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
You can tell when family members are sick, even if they say they feel fine. They just don't behave right. Well, animals aren't much different. Dee Griffin is with the University of Nebraska's Great Plains Veterinary Educational Center. He says when cattle feel ill, they are genetically programmed to do everything they can to not look sick. In the food chain, if an animal looks sick, predators consider it easy prey. Griffin says to get to know your cattle when they're calves, spend some time with them so they trust you and not hide.
Kneel down. When you kneel down, you change your physical presence. So those calves will come up and try to sniff at you. Move slow, avoid loud noises, those kinds of things. And spend enough time with them that when you step in the pen, they don't spook and all run to the back. Such that when you walk in the pen, they'll look at you with those eyes about, I don't feel good today. Can you help me?
Griffin says cattle will look depressed, hold their heads down, and not eat much. Their appetite usually goes down before their temperatures go up. Griffin advises cattle owners to keep a stethoscope handy. He says you can see animals breathe, but listening to the air move inside them helps you determine if you're dealing with a respiratory illness.
When they're breathing fast, it may be because they have pneumonia, or it may be that they're just excited. And if they're breathing really fast, you hear the air a little bit louder. But if they have inflammation, when the blood moves into their lungs, as the airways change, that air turbulence becomes much louder, almost like you're trying to whistle.
The longer it takes to get them treated, the greater the complications. Allow plenty of time each day to check on your cattle, so when you see a change in behavior, you can take action. Find more tips for detecting sick cattle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale,
it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
How to keep your head on straight in times of high stress. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Even when economics and politics and the cares of the world are not as volatile as they are now, farming can be a stressful occupation. At South Dakota State University, Dr. Andrea Bjornstad focuses on the mental health of farmers and current and former members of the military. She says if you need help, it's available.
I really think that you have to find what works for you. Traditional therapy has definitely some benefits depending on the type of therapy that is used and the level of engagement. But formal peer support can also be important because I'm a strong advocate for just talk to somebody. If you're struggling, please talk.
Bjornstad says if you don't click with the first person you go to for help, keep looking.
Finding a counselor, psychologist, psychiatrist, whoever you want to see, is kind of like shopping for shoes. Sometimes the fit isn't right the first time, but that doesn't mean we necessarily stop looking for shoes right. So keep going until you find someone that fits well with you, as well as you feel listens best to your story.
Tomorrow, a former career military veteran turned farmer shares his perspective on coping with stress. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Landall Company is hiring assemblers, welders, fabrication, and painters at both the Marysville and Waterville locations. Landall Company offers stable employment, excellent wages and a benefit package, and growth opportunities. $500 to $1,000 hiring bonuses, plus their newest benefit, fuel allowance. Apply online or learn more at Landall.com or phone 562-5381. Landall Company, an equal opportunity employer, welcoming vets and those with disability.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosierville. Strengthening rural communities is a priority for rural America to ensure their long-term viability and success. In the AARP of Oklahoma, State Director Sean Voskel says there are many ways to do so, including a new program that offers affordable high-speed internet to families.
The recent Affordable Connectivity Program provides high-speed internet access to eligible households at a discount of $30 a month and $75 for those living on tribal lands. More than 11.8 million households are already enrolled in the program, which replaced the temporary pandemic-inspired emergency broadband benefit program. This is especially helpful for rural families that may have access to high-speed internet but can't afford it.
Meanwhile, AARP's Community Challenge grant dedicated more than 40% of their grants to the rural communities.
This program, now in its sixth year, funds quick action projects to make immediate improvements and jumpstart long-term change in rural communities. There were over 3,200 applications and funding for 260 projects, totaling $3.4 million. This year's awardees advance our core livable communities issue areas, with large portions of funds going towards projects to improve public places, transportation, and housing options.
The AARP also offers the Rural Livability Archive, which provides a roadmap for rural communities to follow while improving their communities.
The AARP Rural Livability Archive offers a collection of publications and articles about rural livability, and about a quarter of age-friendly communities are rural. The archive contains a mix of best practices, research, ideas, slideshows, interviews, how-tos, publications, and information about age-friendly efforts throughout the nation.
That again was Sean Vosko with the AARP of the state of Oklahoma. You can find more information online at aarp.org to learn more. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Did the hail hit your house? Then now's the time to call Burwell Roofing and Construction, 316-794-3430. Don't wait for your insurance agent to get your roof and home inspected. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 316-794-3430. Burwell works with all insurances, 316-794-3430. It doesn't take much for a hailstone to damage your roof and siding, so don't trust the door knockers from out of town. Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. High inflation continues to squeeze the U.S. economy, including the ag sector. Mike Zuzulo, president of Global Commodity Analytics at Acheson, says it's hard to narrow down just how much pressure inflation is putting on those commodity markets.
Yeah, that's a really tough question, because the last time we spoke about inflation, that's been a supply and weather-led inflation, not demand-related. It is still that way, in my opinion. I think the data points confirm that. To give you an example, we're seeing mortgage applications in the latest week and the lowest in 22 years. They're down 6.5% in the latest week, four straight weeks lower. How does that translate into the commodities? Well, lumber prices at the futures market at the Mercantile Exchange is now down about 50%. They're their lowest since last September.
When it comes to agriculture and energy markets, Zuzulo says the impact isn't quite as clear-cut.
We had the Organization of Economic Countries come out. They cut their world growth to 3%. That was 1.5% less than their December forecast, almost all because of the Ukraine-Russia inflation narrative. So I guess to answer your question is, we could be doing a lot more, in my opinion, to help secure more supply in the energy and therefore lower the inflationary pressures in the energy. But the levers we have right now when it comes to the energy side of the equation are almost all government policy and not a lot of market mechanism. And I would say the same thing for the agriculture sector.
Well, the government does have options in agricultural policy to help lower the impact of inflation, but he says they haven't taken many of those steps yet.
There's a lot of policy things that you could do. It would probably be something that farmers and ranchers would not necessarily want, but the government, by and large, is laying off of policy.
That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan.
Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
livestock producers generate medical waste when they treat their animals. Proper disposal makes sure you don't hurt yourself or the environment. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Occasionally need vaccines, ointments, and other medications to keep them healthy. Many livestock owners will administer these themselves, and that leads to medical waste around the farm that needs to be properly disposed of so nobody gets hurt. Larry Hawkins is a veterinarian with Bayer Healthcare. He says the biggest hazard is the scalpel blades and syringe needles. To avoid injuring yourself or others, they should carefully be discarded into what's called a sharps container.
Sharps containers often have tools on the top of them to cut a needle off or a different tool to detach a needle from a syringe. And the point is, if you use these sharps containers, you don't need to recap the needle. Most injuries that happen to the person given the injections occur when that person is trying to put the cap back on the needle and they miss and stick themselves.
Empty or partially empty drug containers should be handled properly to reduce the risk of environmental contamination. Some items can be flushed in the toilet. Others have more stringent requirements.
There are regulations concerning the disposal of sharps and the containers of chemicals or pharmaceuticals. So read the label and follow the directions for a specific product. Often pesticide containers can't go to a sanitary landfill without the landfill's knowledge that they're coming.
Medical waste, such as bandages and gloves, can be put into a leak-proof bag and then tossed in with the rest of your trash. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about disposing farm medical waste at agriculture.com.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
Ag markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Wednesday today. Markets wrapping up in just a little bit. We've seen kind of a change and turnaround in the day from the open with a lot more green on the board than the beginning with the grains market still kind of mixed on the board. Wheat struggling throughout most of the day today. Soybeans, we have some green in the later futures. Early futures are still down slightly on the day, but corn doing well as July corn is sitting up 7 cents in the green at 7.75 and a quarter. September's up by 1 and a quarter to 7.30 and 3 quarters. In the wheat market, July KC wheat's down 7 cents right now at 11.35 and a quarter, with the September down by 7 pennies at 11.42 and a quarter. Bean market, as we mentioned, a little bit of red in the early futures here. July's down 4 and a quarter to 16.94 and a quarter. August down 0.75 cents to 16.15 and 3 quarters. Later futures are a little bit higher. In the meal market, July meals up $6.70 to 4.17.70. August up by 4.10 at 4.08 and 70 cents. Soybean oil today a little bit lower as July oil sitting down 28 cents at $78 even. Mixed in the cotton market today as July's up just slightly, up by 82 cents at 144.30. October's down 2 and a quarter right now at 125 and 31 cents. And the oats market kind of mixed on the board here as well. July oats are up 5 pennies at 6.71 and 3 quarters. September's down 0.25 cents to 6.29 even a bushel. In the livestock market here real quick, we'll see live cattle for June up $2.62 at 137.82. Feeder cattle up $2.07 at $173.37, and the lean hogs are slightly up by $1.20 right now at $107.82. U.S. dollar index today, they are slightly down after some big gains over the last few weeks, with the September index down 7 cents at 105.27. We have the 30-year bonds up a point right now at 133.15, and 10-year notes up just slightly, sitting at 115.18. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family-owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers. You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build your own RVs. Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover, or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
Stockman. If you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Leuenberger. He has Angus and Sim-Angus yearling 2-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Leuenberger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
With Agriculture Today, I'm Samantha Bennett from the K-State Radio Network. Summer annual forage planting season is now upon us, and some may be considering signing up for annual forage insurance. The last day to sign up is July 15th. K-State risk management economist Jenny Ift shares three ways the insurance can actually be customized.
So there's really three parts of how you can customize this. First of all, when you use it, when during the year. The second one is how much of a decline in precipitation or rainfall it takes to get a payment. And the last one is, what is the value or the size of that payment? It corresponds to the estimated value of your crop. So first of all, when you use it, annual forage insurance is similar to pasture, rangeland, and forage, PRF. But one key way that it's different is that you have to select a growing season. And this growing season corresponds to when your annual forage crop is grown. These are 7-month periods. So that's the first part. You can also, within that period, you can pick which months are the most important in terms of rainfall and getting a payout.
Ift goes on to explain that the second detail to consider when it comes to customizing this insurance is to determine what coverage level you would like.
The second decision, that relates to what level of decline in rainfall you need to trigger a payment. That's called the coverage level. So if you grow field crops, this is something that producers are probably useful for. Annual forage, the coverage level corresponds to the drop in relative rainfall. So let's say you pick a coverage level of 80%. To trigger a payment, the rainfall would have to be 80% less than normal. Now, the less than normal is really important here. Some parts of the year have always been really dry in certain parts of the state. So let's say July is always dry. To trigger a payment under annual forage insurance, it would have to be even drier than usual.
Lastly, Ift covers the importance of selecting an adequate productivity factor, which relates to the estimated value of a producer's crop.
The third decision that a producer has to make relates to the estimated value of your crop or the size of the payout. There's a standardized value that USDA uses for annual forage production in every county that's called the base value. And that may not match the value of that crop or the needs of the producer for insurance coverage. So there's something called a productivity factor that they can use to scale that up or down. Generally, if your growing season's in the winter, it's going to cost more. Summer costs less. Higher coverage levels cost more. Lower coverage levels cost less. If you use a high productivity factor, so that's increasing the value of your coverage, your costs go up. Lower, it goes down. From 2014 to 2021, nearly all counties during that time period, if you added up each year, on the aggregate, producers were getting back more in indemnities than they paid in premiums.
That was K-State risk management economist Jenny Ift with details to keep in mind when customizing annual forage insurance this year. I'm Samantha Bennett with Agriculture Today from the K-State Radio Network.
We'll be right back. country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.